Durham brings it cross mid-court. He's getting harassed by Evans. They still have fouls to give Cheshire. Here's Sloane to the basket. Out to Onwaz. Sloane in the corner for the win. Oh! Can you believe it? David Sloane wins it on the buzzer. And the Caledonian Gladiators go wild.
Wow, they got exactly what they wanted. They got their leading scorer open in the corner. And this time, he delivered. David Sloane.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gladcast Basketball Podcast. We have another new recruit on the podcast, and to me this is one of the biggest ones coming from the BBL. We are joined by Patrick Whelan. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, I appreciate it.
So, 26-year-old, 6'5", GB international, joins the Gladiators after a couple of seasons at the Leicester Riders and after playing this summer over in Canada with the Niagara River Lions, which may be the coolest team name ever, by the way. last season at Leicester, he averaged more than 14 points, 4.7 rebounds and almost 3 assists per game. Pat, how excited are you to be joining the Gladiators?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, like I said in like my statement that I put out when I signed, I think the ambitions of the club are really high. And I think that's really important, especially with teams in the BBL. I think now's the time when the league needs to be growing. Teams need to be taking the next steps in their level of like competition, putting themselves around the names of the London Lions and stuff like that, and being able to compete with those teams.
So, as Dane, you're over in Canada. How is your summer going? And yeah, how did your move to Canada come about?
Yeah, I really enjoy it here. You know, basketball's a little bit different. It's a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more fast-paced. But I feel like I'm learning so much, and I feel like I'm adding different elements to my game that I can take over to the VBL, and I really feel like my game's in the best place it's been. And I feel like I'm in really, really good shape. So yeah, it kind of came about because obviously Kimball is on my team now. Him and Mo Walker were both telling me like, oh, should look to play in the CBL. And my agent obviously was pushing me to a few teams, and Niagara's one of the teams that picked up the phone and called me, and they got a good recommendation from Kimball also, which I appreciate, and yeah, all kind of fell into place.
So how, with this obviously summer playing there, how massively different is it for you to be playing this summer rather than maybe normally during the summer where there's maybe a wee bit of international stuff, some downtime? Because you basically were kind of straight into this, weren't you?
Yeah. It's a bit mad, to be honest, because like, you know, usually you get to go on a bit of a holiday, you know, you get to recharge your batteries a little bit. But no, for me, this is... It's been an experience I felt like I needed to have, in terms of like playing with like really, really high level guys on my team, like really smart guys, really guys who have been places in basketball, and being able to learn from those guys has been huge for me. But yeah, a little bit different. I mean, last year was kind of a similar situation though. I only had a few weeks off after the season, and then had to get back into shape for national team stuff. Obviously, we had Eurobasket. So, yeah, I feel like I've been going for a while now, but I don't mind it at all. My body feels great. So, yeah.
How would you say, obviously, we talk about the level of leagues, and there's always this comparison of where does the BBL rate, but we're seeing obviously a number of guys either who are playing in the league you are or yourself going over. Obviously, Jelani's playing there as well. Another guy's from the BBL. Why do you think it is quite a good league that a lot of BBL talent's kind of heading to?
Yeah, so first and foremost, they have a rule here. They have a lot of rules here that I think, you know, kind of help the league be competitive. You know, every team has to have one international player that doesn't have a Canadian or American passport. So that kind of helps us international guys get in a little bit, kind of puts our foot in the door a little bit, because, you know, they have three Americans and every team like legitimately has to have one of these players, right? They can't play without having one of these players. So So yeah, that's part of it. But I also think naturally, like our game style, like translates well, especially for guys like me and Jelani, like who shoot the ball a lot, and you know who are kind of a little bit more athletic, quicker players. Like I think it kind of suits our play style quite well. So yeah, those are the main two reasons I think. They also have rules about Canadians too, which I love. Like they really take care of their home players. There has to be two Canadian players on the court at all times for every team and every game. So like, you know, it goes to you can't play all your imports at one time, which kind of hurts me sometimes, but you know, I love that they take care of their own players.
And that'd be an interesting rule to see how they imagine that rule in the BBL or input it in a way, like even just put a rule in the number that has to be in the roster would be a good start sometimes as well.
For sure. For sure.
But yeah, so obviously you came through the kind of Magic basketball system. You spent 4 years in playing D2 at William Jules, and then you obviously played at Murcia in Spain as well. How would you kind of sum up your basketball journey so far?
Do you know what? I wouldn't change it at all. A lot of people ask me like, "Oh, why didn't you go D1 after your first few years at college?" Like, but like, I think there's something to be said about learning how to be like the guy on a team, you know, and learning how to be the one that kind of has the pressure on them to kind of some in some ways drag the team to win. So, yeah, I think that's important, and I love that like I kind of learned different things throughout my career. Like you know, when I was growing up in Manchester, I kind of learned what real hard work was like, and I think that's something that they preach over there that we learned before a lot of other people did. You know, we were working really hard when we were like 14, 15 years old, to the point where like some parents even were like, "Oh, you guys really have to chill out." Like a lot of some kids quit right on the spot too. Like it was tough. It was tough times. But yeah, learning the meaning of hard work from there, and in college, like I said, learning how to score points and how to make your teammates better and how to be the guy on a team was important to me. And then going to Spain, I really learned like how to play basketball, like how to think the game, you know, how mentally strong you need to be. And then yeah, obviously coming back home to Leicester, it was time to apply it all. And I also learned the value in like team chemistry and honestly like the setup they have there and the culture they have there and how important all that is.
Brilliant. So obviously into the now, signing with the Gladiators. When you heard there was interest, what did you think? And yeah, what excites you about the kind of Gladiators project?
Yeah, when I heard there was interest, I knew that again the ambition level was high, and I knew that you know Gareth would put together a strong team. I feel like he knows basketball really well, and you know he's been to a lot of places. Obviously, played on the national team for a long time. So yeah, those are my immediate thoughts. Was that you know it's going to be a good situation. I don't think anyone coming to the Gladiators really would be making a bad decision. I think there's again room for improvement in my game, and I'm hoping that the Gladiators can really bring out the best in me. And yeah, that was another part of my of making my decision right there too.
So you always mentioned Gareth there. Like, so what kind of conversations have you had with coach?
Yeah, we spoke a lot about you know how he sees me fitting into the team. I think obviously as a player that's like most important. Like you know you can have coaches that want to kind of put you in a box or yeah are gonna limit your role. But no, Gareth seems to be really on board with my style of play, and seems like he's gonna be a coach that allows me to maximize my strengths. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that quite a lot.
You would have played a season playing against him, wouldn't you? Before you just
Yeah, we did. We did.
player
We played
coach.
against he was he was a player coach. Yeah, that was an interesting time. He actually there's actually a clip of me. I got a technical because I did a spin move and I got a layup and Gareth has smacked me in my head and the ref's not called anything and I got a tech. So yeah, it was
Veteran play
crazy.
there by Gareth,
Yeah,
the veteran play.
veteran play, veteran play.
So obviously the vast majority of people listening to this will obviously know who you are and how you play, but for those who might not, what do you think you could add to the kind of Gladiator squad by how you play the game?
Yeah, I think obviously, like first and foremost, I tend to play with quite a lot of passion. I think, like for me, the coolest thing about basketball is you kind of get to express yourself, and I don't really believe in hiding my emotions on the court. So, so I think yeah, me being like a passionate, emotional kind of player is who will give everything they can to win.
I just like how you
Is
celebrate
what
every
people can
three.
expect. Yeah,
It
exactly.
annoys
I
me as an
think
opposition, so I'm quite glad you're joining us so I can enjoy it.
No, for me, this is another thing I kind of realized when I was in Spain. I was like, there were points where I wasn't having, the most fun as a basketball player, and kind of like rediscovering that joy, and that like almost like youthfulness. Of like being on the court, being able to celebrate, having fun, sharing like the important moments with your teammates. It's some of the most important stuff in basketball for me. And I think that helps it helps performance. Honestly, I think when you're having fun, you play the best when you keep it light, and yeah, I think that contributes to winning more than people think.
Brilliant. I love that. And especially you're talking about those kind of maybe struggles you had in Spain, but kind of coming through it and learning from it. And then you can see how much when you play there is an enjoyment, the inner competitor is there, which probably came from what you said about kind of growing up in the Manchester scene, about
Yeah,
not giving up and that.
100%.
And then obviously how you like, yeah, you celebrate scoring. You can tell you're a really team kind of based guy as well, which is all, from a fan's point of view and from someone that likes to see British-based guys do well, it's brilliant to see.
Yeah. Hopefully, more of the British-based guys, continue to thrive in the league. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see it. On every team. Yeah, I'm rooting for those guys always.
So let's talk about the BBL a wee bit. Looking around the league, how do you see how the league's developed over the past few years? And we're obviously at a stage where we see so many different kind of confirmed signings. What do you think we can expect for this season coming?
Yeah, I honestly think it's going to be the most competitive season there's been. I think with all the people moving around the league, I don't really think any team is going to be like safe. Obviously London's going to be a great team. But other than that, there's a lot of new faces, a lot of players moving teams. I think it's going to be a real test for every team. There's not going to be any nights off. Which I'm excited for. I'm really excited for that because I remember my first season in Leicester. There'd be times when it was like, I don't want to say boring, but almost like,
None
you're
of it.
walking into games like, okay, like let's try and have as much fun as possible. But like sometimes when you knew you were gonna win, like it's not as fun. So, I love the level. Like even last year, even though we didn't win, I thought the level of competition was amazing. So. Yeah, I think the BBL's on the up and up, and I'm really excited.
Yeah, definitely. Any moves that excite you so far, other than obviously yourself coming to the Caledonia Gladiators, is there any moves? Like, is that something you think we'll see more of in years with players moving between teams in the league? Because that's to me, this is I've been following the league a long time. It's quite unusual for the sheer amount we've had.
Yeah, I think it's about what team, you feel like is going to take care of you the best. And as much as you would love to be loyal to a team and love to stay on a team for your whole career, there are times when things just run the natural course and you need to move on. I think again in Spain, like I think maybe I should have moved on after my first year, and right to this point, I'm glad I didn't. But yeah, there's natural times to move on from everything, I think. And some of the signings that I'm excited for, I think TJ Lall to Leicester has really gone under the radar. He's my teammate right now
Injury.
in Niagara. That boy can play. He's a
So
very
we also think him playing Japan last year as well.
Exactly. He's a very, very good basketball player, very, very good defender. And kind of does like the little things for our team anyway. He's big time when it comes to winning basketball games. Obviously Jabril to Sheffield too, I'm really excited to see. I feel like there were times last year where he could have had a bigger role. It was tough because we had so many great players, but yeah, I'm excited to see him take a step forward in terms of his role, and I feel like he's going to have a really good season.
Nice one. So obviously with the Gladiators as well, you've got the prospect of playing kind of European basketball, which must obviously be exciting. You've obviously played past experience with the Riders doing it. How does it feel to be on a team entering European competitions, especially for like their first campaign? And how does it differ playing kind of domestic level stuff?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference for me is that like these referees in Europe really let you play. They don't call the tiny little touch fouls. They don't call the at the rim like contests. They're not going to give you anything. You really have to focus on putting the ball in the net. You're not going to get too many easy free throws, easy layups. Yeah, the physicality is something that, we have to be prepared for. It's very different to the BBL in that sense. And the organization level of these teams is off the charts also. Like, I remember especially when we were playing like Eurobasket and stuff, they run every mistake you make, they're gonna capitalize on it. So yeah, it's gonna be a test for sure, and it's something you have to be prepared for. Otherwise you will get exposed.
Brilliant. And what kind of a final question? What excites you also just finally about the move up north? Like, what are you excited to see? Like, yeah, what kind of research have you done into coming up here?
Yeah, I really don't know much about Glasgow as a city. I've never really been to the city. I've been to Edinburgh, and Edinburgh was amazing too. But I've heard a lot of good things about Glasgow. Even after I signed, like I got messages from all of my friends who'd lived there in the past, talking about how cool of a city it was, and it told me to bring my thermals. So yeah, no, I'm really
Sunny day
excited
today.
to.
It's quite warm today. It's quite nice for
Yeah,
once.
I love it. No, I'm very excited about the move for that. I'm also a big golfer.
That seems to be the growing theme this year. Most of the guys I've spoken to have said that they quite like a game of golf.
Yeah, I'm a big golfer, I'm a big golfer. So yeah, I'm excited to get out on the course for a couple rounds too. You got some of the best courses up there in Scotland, so yeah, that'll be fun.
Brilliant. Pat, thank you for your time. Good luck with the rest of summer in Canada, and yeah, good luck with the move to Scotland. And yeah, thank you for joining me in the Gladcast.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much. It's been fun.